Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Chiefs obviously still have a tough test in front of them with the Tennessee Titans. I don't think this is a guaranteed win. I saw somebody on NFL Network yesterday picking the Chiefs to win this thing 31-10 and win this thing going away.
Wow.
NFL game, that's quite a big
I'd
launch.
Be willing to sign up for that right now.
I take that right now. Yeah, 31-10, sure, fine. Yeah. Matt Moore plays one more game. They win 31-10. Defense steps up, plays really well. Yeah, I'm good with that. But right now at 6-3, there are no guarantees that this team is going to go down to Tennessee and win the game. I think the Chiefs are going to win the game. I think they have a great opportunity, regardless of who's playing quarterback, to go win this game. But now with the Raiders winning, you're right. If the Chiefs lose this game on Sunday, let's say, they're 6-4. The Raiders are 5-4. I mean, the Chiefs still have a game lead over them because they beat them head-to-head, and they still have that advantage. But it does make things a lot more interesting in the division. And then the Chiefs, you know, are going to Mexico City next week to take on the Los Angeles Chargers, which I don't think anybody's looking forward to that trip down to Mexico. And I don't think anybody's looking forward to the Chargers, because I think the Chargers have given up on the season. I think we saw it last night. Phillip Rivers is ultimately a petulant child. When things go good, Phillip Rivers is great. When things go bad, he is not a guy that's going to rally the troops. He is not going to be that leader. He's not going to be Patrick Mahomes in those situations. And that's what you need out of your quarterback. And I think that's part of the reason why the San Diego Chargers have never done anything in the postseason and have never won a championship with Phillip Rivers, because I just don't consider Phillip Rivers that good of a leader. I don't think he's the guy that you want in crunch time. I was telling you guys before the show, if he's the last guy alive, I wouldn't want him in my foxhole. I don't think he's got the best interest of everybody else in mind. I think Phillip Rivers is a very selfish player who has always just played for himself and for whatever was good for Phillip Rivers. I just don't think he's good in the face of adversity. And I think, you know, people always say, oh, Phillip Rivers, the best quarterback to ever go to a Super Bowl. I think part of the reason why that team has never gone to a Super Bowl or advanced far in the playoffs is because of the quarterback. I think he's a very selfish player. And when he wants to play good, he'll play good. And when he feels like it is over, he is not a guy that can rally the troops and come back and make a big play late to get you a win when you need it. And that's my perception of Phillip Rivers. It could be totally wrong, but that's the perception I have of that guy. He is not a leader and somebody that I want on my side.
Meanwhile, you think there's a key piece maybe that we've overlooked, or maybe that, for me, I'd already kind of, like, if there's something there, it's a bonus, but if not, I expect it to be not, but there could be one that's right there in front of us.
Yeah,
huh?
Sammy Watkins, to me, I think Sammy Watkins is the difference maker on this offense right now. I know everybody loves to talk about Tyreek Hill and the big plays that he makes and how he opens the field up for everybody else.
Which is all true.
And Travis Kelce is the best tight end in football this side of George Kittle. I think, to me, though, Sammy Watkins is ultimately the guy that makes it work. Because if Sammy Watkins isn't out there playing good football, you can go with two or three guys on Tyreek Hill and almost eliminate him from the game, because you don't have to worry about anybody else at that wide receiver spot. I think Sammy Watkins' presence out there and the way that he's playing right now is the reason why you're able to get Tyreek Hill in one of those one-on-one type of matchups that everybody wants, where he can just run by the defense and catch a touchdown pass. Because Sammy Watkins, I think, as much as Tyreek Hill may open it up for everybody else, I think Sammy Watkins opens it up for Tyreek Hill. Because if Sammy isn't out there playing, then what do you have to worry about? You have to worry about basically Tyreek Hill not beating you deep. But if you got Sammy Watkins out there, you've got two guys with a ton of speed on the field, on opposite sides, hell, maybe even line up on the same side, and both of them have an opportunity to beat you deep. And you have to play a little bit softer as a defense with Sammy Watkins out there. And I think, to me, Sammy Watkins right now, the way that he's playing, the way that this team is running on offense right now, I think he's the key to success down the stretch. If he stays healthy and continues to play like he has over the last couple of games, especially that Vikings game, this team can't be stopped on offense. To me, Sammy Watkins right now is that key to this offense and opening it all up, because without him, you don't have to really worry about anybody else other than Tyreek.
You
want to
count on him, though? That's my problem.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If he is healthy and if he is ready to go.
Health's a big part of it, but to say heading into the 10th game that I'm going to count on him is, I can't do it.
Were you calling him gravy just like 2 weeks ago?
No, that was a while ago. But you know, the more the more you go back and watch it, though, the more you realize it. And Ryan and I were talking about it this morning. This is a system offense, man. Like, and that people are going to. Oh,
systems
my God.
Need gravy.
Yeah,
see?
Systems Ryan do goes need back. Gravy.
I mean, we like it really 3 weeks ago, much, he was gravy. I don't need it, but it's nice. And now he's the rug that ties the room together.
You need gravy.
But did you see how good they were offensively with Sammy Watkins?
Did you have
Sammy
some good
Watkins
gravy
healthy?
Over the last couple I of weeks
didn't,
or something?
No, not at all. But
he's
the
rug that ties it together. That's Sammy Watkins.
I saw the way that he played on Sunday and how good he was on Sunday and the plays that he was making on Sunday and the way that he is able to open it all up. I mean, like, this is what we're supposed to see with this offense, with all of these weapons out there. And, you know, we were talking about it before the show, and we're seeing right now with Patrick Mahomes on the bench and Matt Moore coming in, and this offense really not missing a beat. I mean, this is Andy Reid. I mean, Andy Reid is the reason why this team is playing as well as it is. And Ryan goes, well, they have more talent probably than they've ever had on offense. I go, yeah, that is true. There's no question they've got more talent on there. And when all the talent is healthy at the same time, it truly does make a difference. But Andy Reid is the reason why this offense is as good as it is. I never thought losing Patrick Mahomes, you'd still be able to put up, you know, 20-plus points a game and basically the same numbers that you were putting up before Patrick Mahomes went down. And they're still able to go out there and do that. I mean, they're still able to do amazing things. But to me, watching Sammy Watkins play and having him be healthy and be the guy that we thought, or they thought anyway, that he was going to be when they paid him that money to come here to Kansas City, I think he is a game changer right now for this team. And if he's healthy and can stay at the level that he was against the Minnesota Vikings, he's going to be able to draw coverage and open things up for Tyreek Hill, and that's just going to be great for this offense. I think it just all really goes together, man. I think every single person has a big impact on this offense right now. And if one man goes down and it allows you to have coverage of Tyreek Hill, it could affect things. So I think right now having a healthy Sammy Watkins is very key for this ball club moving forward.
Gravy is awesome, is gravy, what Bob's telling you.
Gravy is good.
That rug really tied the room together, did it not?
Fesco in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.